He saves your life. Old Smokey. I suppose I should thank him.
Welcome back, everybody, to the X-Cast. The truth is in here. I'm your host, Tony Black, and this is the final episode of our Season 10 coverage. And we're talking about My Struggle 2, the finale. This is Episode 20 of our coverage, so it's been quite a ride. And I'm joined again for this final episode, before we go back to our Season 1 programming, by Tania Hernandez.
Hello again, Tony, and it has been a wonderful, wonderful ride. Thank you for bringing me along.
It's been a pleasure. It's been an absolute pleasure. We're going to, in this final little episode, discuss thoughts about the season as a whole. You know, we've talked about this. We've talked about My Struggle 2 and my struggle, but we haven't talked about the season as a whole. And I did that with Andrew Brooker over the last few episodes, which hopefully you've been listening to, everybody. But yeah, this is the one we're going to just overview the season. Before then, we got a little bit of listener feedback from first Zach Moore again from the Always Hold On to Smallville podcast. And he gave us, as well as his thoughts about My Struggle 2, which we said in the last episode, he gave us his Season 10 rankings. So, yeah, his was at number one, Mulder and Scully Meet the Weirmonster. Number two, My Struggle 1. Number three, Founder's Mutation. Number four, Home Again. Number five, My Struggle 2. And number six, Babylon. So, what are your Season 10 rankings, Tania?
That is pretty close. Although I would say I'll go with Weirmonster 1 and then My Struggle 1 as number 2. Mm. I think the top 3 I think I would agree with. It's Weirmonster, My Struggle, and then Founder's Mutation as the top 3. Fourth, I would say My Struggle 2. And right. I will put that above Home Again. Only because I have issues with Home Again. I was very split on that episode. And then I'll put Babylon as the last of the season. Home Again, I think my problem with it is everything that had to do with Scully and her, you know, with her mother and stuff like that. I thought that was fantastic. I think that is like some of the best stuff in the season in terms of like Scully and like who she, you know, the things that she's dealing with. I thought that was fantastic. The monster of the week part of it, I think, was terrible. I honestly hated it. I did not like the monster. I didn't like this golem thing. The only cool thing was like him ripping people apart. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I just didn't like that. I didn't like that case file. I thought it was kind of a throwaway, to be honest with you. You know, I get the whole, you know, like, the correlation she kind of puts in the end, like, you know, we don't want to be treated like trash or whatever. Okay. Mm. You know, but I really did not like the case file of that episode. But I did love the parts with Scully, with her mother, with, you know, how her mother, you know, tells Mulder about William and how she's struggling with, like, why did she say that? And then how she dealt with it, like, you know, no, I need to work. Like, you know, she's just, like, trying to just push it aside because that's Scully. You know, that's how Scully operates when it just gets to be too much. She just tries to go back into her science, her cold calculating science, to just try to deal with things and, you know, it still bothers her and stuff. Like, I just love the emotion that she went through in that episode, but the other half of what the episode is made up, I freaking hate it.
Well, we talked, obviously, me and Andrew Brooker, about how we felt that we were in agreement, really, that we felt that Home Again was two episodes wedged into one. Really, two potentially good episodes. I mean, personally, I really like the Trash Man and that side of the story. You know, I thought he was a really good monster, but it just didn't fit.
It could have been, but yeah, I just didn't like it with what she was going through.
Yeah.
I hated it.
It didn't work in the context of that episode, which, you know, a lot of people, I think, thought, you know, My Home Again got mixed reactions, I think, in general.
Yeah.
And it was interesting how, of course, and we talked about this in previous episodes, how it was flipped around with Founder's Mutation as the fourth and second episode. What did you make of Founder's Mutation as number two?
See, I liked it. And I think I mentioned it before when we were talking about My Struggle One, is that even though that episode was considered one of the Monster of the Week episodes, it was a part of the mythology because it goes into, you know, the experimentation that they're doing with the kids and, you know, relating to what probably happened to Scully and, you know, what maybe is going on with William and stuff like that. Like, it's still related to part of the mythology. So I thought, like, I really enjoyed that. And it was just a better acting wise. I thought it was classic Mulder and Scully. Like, that episode had a perfect balance of Mulder and Scully and them on a case. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I think we mentioned that because that was shot later, David and Gillian had already been doing Mulder and Scully for a few weeks by then. So, like, they were already in the groove of it. Like, they were back, you know, back to their normal groove in terms of handling the characters. So it just felt like a better episode acted.
Yeah.
You know, written and performed, like everything just felt more classic. That's kind of, I think that's kind of why I really liked that episode.
I think I definitely agree. I mean, if I was to put together a top six, I think it would be without question We're Monster at number one, because that was just an absolute joy from start to finish.
Yeah.
He's the best solid X-File of all the six.
Yeah.
Number two, I think I would go with Founder's Mutation, because I agree with you. I think it's a solid X-File. I think it was well put together. I think it's Mulder and Scully right in the middle of what they do. There was some really nice character work in there. You know, it ties into the mythology, but it's not intrusive. It's just a good story, well told. And I think at number three, then, I would probably go with My Struggle One, because it was a good introduction, as we've talked about in depth. You know, it was a good introduction. It reintroduces the mythology and the characters well. So I liked it for what it was. Four, I think I'd put My Struggle Two now, because again, I think that's a good companion piece, and you know, I'd put it pretty much on an even keel really with My Struggle One. I think they just you know, complement each other fairly well. Five, I would go with Home Again, because you know, like I said, it's two episodes in one. Two good episodes in one, but they don't work together. And it's a shame, because Home Again, I think Glenn Morgan did the best directing job in that. And I said this in the episodes. It looks gorgeous. It's probably the most beautifully shot episode of the entire season. But it doesn't work as terms of a story. And then finally, Babylon, which should be not just forgotten, but all copies of burned and never spoken of again.
I read your review of it. And I was laughing kind. While I was reading it, because I was just envisioning you saying the words out loud. And I'm like, wow, you really didn't like that episode.
I sat there thinking, and I said this on the podcast, you have six episodes. Why on earth would you do this? I mean, it was baffling. I mean, really, really baffling. Chris Carter's been indulgent before, but I don't think he's ever been this indulgent. What did you make of Babylon, Tanya?
I didn't hate it. I think I hated Home Again more than this episode.
Right.
I just felt, I guess, similar to what you were saying about Home Again, like it's two separate episodes in one. I feel like that one kind of felt like that too, because it was weird, because it starts off with one, a really serious topic that is like true to life. The idea of, you know, these young men in America who are radicalized and go to commit a terrorist act, which I think is pretty, pretty deep. And I was kind of watching it and I was like, oh man, they're going to get so much shit for this, you know, because the Muslim groups are going to protest. And, you know, it seemed like that's where this was going. And then when you have Mulder tripping on the mushrooms, which I thought was hilarious, but I just felt like this is kind of a weird subject to have with something so serious.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it didn't. It felt like it was one half of it was a comedy and the other half of it was a...
It was really serious.
Yeah. Was it comment like, on meditation and Islamophobia and all? It was just a weird blend. It just felt like somebody And we see, you know, we said this in my review, and I said this on the podcast. It felt like Chris Carter unable to remove his head from his backside. You know, it's very much, somebody's been telling him.
I read that and I laughed out loud.
Thank you. But somebody's been telling him, "Oh, Chris, this script is amazing. It's so profound. It's so lovely." It's not. It was just, to use a British term, bollocks. It was pretentious bollocks. That's funny to hear you
say. I love the meaning at the message at the end with Scully and Mulder when they go on their walk and stuff like that. And you know, it like you mentioned, it's a bit heavy-handed, you know, but it was just a really weird combination that I didn't hate it, but I don't think it worked as well. I don't know if they should have used the message of, you know, the radicalization of people who, you know, of a certain group in terms of how are we going to communicate with each other? Like, I don't know. It just was really weird. And then, you know, it was funny. Like, the whole mushroom thing was really funny, although it kind of reminded me of Californication for some reason.
There have been quite a few moments like that actually, where he's channeling a bit of Hank Moody occasionally. It's true.
But it was a bit of a letdown too, in the sense that, you know, the lone gunman, you know, they're in this hallucination. He doesn't, like, even if he would have had a conversation with them in his hallucination, you know, where he's supposed to be between the living world and the dead world, or the other world, you know, if he would have had a conversation with them, that wouldn't have been so bad. Like, if that, you know, whole dancing, even though it was funny, dancing and stuff like that. Like, if in his hallucination he would have been talking to them and they would have gave him some insight about something, you know, that would have been even a bit more easier to take. You know, to swallow, then, you know, it was just a really weird episode that I didn't hate it. I didn't completely love it, but it was just unfortunate.
Apparently, they flew in one of the lone gunmen. I don't know if it was Dean Haglund, Bruce Harwood, or Tom Braidwood, but they flew one of them in from Australia to do that. You know, that really wasn't worth the trip. They probably spent more time on the plane than they did filming that. It's just anyway, but I think, you know, the interesting thing about this miniseries is that I think as a whole, it's going to be interesting to have some distance from it and look back at it, because I think there will be a very mixed reaction in the long run, because as a whole, it has felt very like the old show, but at the same time, because it's so condensed and because it's been so rushed in many respects, it's felt like almost like a greatest hits compilation of the show we've had before at times. There have been points where, you know, some of the in-jokes have been very on the nose. It's been like, I mean, you know, Home Again is a perfect example of a truncated idea, you know, of somebody who came in with a really strong potential monster story, a really strong Scully character story, and they didn't have enough episodes to do both separately. And they went, okay, we'll put them together. And that's the point. I think that people will look back and go, apart from one or two episodes, Weir Monster being a notable exception, which is why it's great, because it's its own thing. Every other episode had other little jumbled bits that were being squeezed in, whether it's having characters like Miller and Einstein introduced in Babylon, or it's you know, the mythology creeping into and William into Founder's Mutation, into stories that otherwise might have been fairly self-contained and actually be better pieces of drama. You've had that going on, and I think, much as there's been some great stuff and there's been some great lines and scenes, and, you know, it's been a joy. It's genuinely been a joy to see them back. It's been a flawed six episodes, I think, in overall. And I think people will look back and go, a lot of this isn't as good as the old days. But, as I said in one of the other podcasts, I'd rather have average to good X-Files than no X-Files at all.
Than no X-Files at all. Absolutely. I agree. It was not perfect. You know, I can honestly say that as an X-Filer, it was not perfect. But it wasn't it wasn't season 8 or 9. Thank God.
I like season 8, and we'll get to that one day on this.
I remember in terms of season 9, overall, usually 8 or 9 are the ones that every X-Filer, for the most part, does not appreciate. Like, they don't count those as their favorite seasons.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
Those are definitely on the lower end of the scale.
I'm going to re-educate people about season 8 in a few years. We'll get there.
But it wasn't, you know, you might have to get me involved in that. Maybe you could convince me to like it a little more. But you know, it wasn't of that quality, which is great. But, you know, obviously it wasn't, you know, seasons 4 and 5.
No, exactly.
So probably I would say it's a little mix of like, you know,
6 and 7.
Two with 6 and 7.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Because, you know, we got the Weremonster, and that's where we got a lot of the, the quote unquote comedic episodes started coming out. Season 2 and 3. But yeah, I would say it's more of a 6 and 7 type of mix, you know, overall.
I definitely agree with you there. I think that it does combine both of those kind of seasons in terms of what it's trying to call back to. You know, it's telling, you know, Glenn Morgan, James Wong, Darren Morgan, they're all back. They're bound to channel into some of that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't fault necessarily what they've done. I think that, like you've said many times, it needed to be longer. And I think, if I was to ask you, what would you want from a season 11 as a final question for this? The 10 episodes would be the first answer, but what else? Yes. What else would you want from a season 11, Tanya?
I would love to see another good comedic episode, because I think every of the good seasons always had something like that where, you know, it kind of has that, you know, that X-File thing, but it kind of doesn't take itself too seriously. Because, you know, when you think about what we are exploring in these things, it has fun with itself. So I would love to see something like that. But I would definitely, you know, after what was set up in this, in terms of my struggle 1 and 2, you have to have more mythology. 2 episodes for mythology is never enough. Mm. And I've always said this, you know, and I mentioned it in the last podcast. The last movie was the plot of it was meant to be an hour long episode, but it was forced into 2 hours. Whereas the last episode of this season was meant to be a 2 hour movie.
Mm.
So I want to see those things done properly. I want to see a proper mythology properly spread out in the next season.
Yeah.
Because as much as I love Monster of the Week episodes, the thing that got me was the mythology.
Mm.
You know, that's what kept me coming back, you know, following this great, you know, scheme, this, you know, this huge foreboding thing. Like, that's what keeps you going. I mean, that's what the whole point of the X-Files was. That's the whole point of Mulder being where he was, you know, and that's what keeps Scully going, because she's become a part of it. So you have to give me more than 2 mythology episodes. Yeah. That's for one. You know, Darren Morgan, and you know, if you can bring them back, that's great. I would love to see those writers back. But you know what? I would love to see new writers.
Mm,
or writers that are from. So, like, you know, Chris mentioned several times in interviews that, you know, he wants to harken back to what the X-Files is, but he wanted to put a new, fresh spin on it, which is great, but he used the same writers that he used to do, which is good, too, but if you really do want to put a new, fresh spin on it, bring in a couple of new writers, or at least, you know, writers that are on other shows that, you know, have become popular that were never on the X-Files, see what they can do.
People like J.H. Wyman and Jeff Pinkner, who did Fringe.
Yeah.
You know, they would do good X-Files, because they are massively fans, you know.
Uh-huh. So I would love to see a new crop of writers who have never done X-Files come and do, like, you know, an episode, you know, a couple of episodes here and there.
That's a really nice idea, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that would be amazing, you know, to get that spin, because, get the writers that were inspired by the X-Files to create the shows that we have now. That are inspired by the X-Files. You know what I mean? Like, get those guys in there and be like, you know, you were a fan of the show. You were inspired to create this new show from what I did. Now I want you to write for it. You know, like, how amazing would that be? I would love to see that.
That'd be really cool. I think that's a great that's a great idea. And if we get season 11, and let's keep our fingers crossed, and let's tweet and Fox and
episodes.
If we do, you're getting the credit for this. I think, yeah, there's some great ideas. We're going to finish with one little, last little piece of feedback, which is from Matt Lamborn, Lambo Matt. And Matt's going to be on the X-Cast as a panelist very soon as we go back into season one. And he said, and I think this kind of sums up the general everyone's favourite episode of this mini-series run. He says, I'm a bit behind on the podcast as I'm watching the new series at UK pace. And we've just had the Weir Monster. Chuffing hilarious. Even my wife, who is an X-Files newbie, was pissing herself with laughter. Really was a great episode for newcomers. So that's really nice that, you know, because us Brits are like 3 weeks behind on our X-Files. They've only just, well, I watch it through other means. But
acquired a means.
Yes, I've acquired a means. But yeah, they've just had Mulder and Scully meet the Weir Monster last night. So they're a few episodes away.
Love it.
I did have to be careful.
Like, don't talk to me at all. I don't want to talk to nobody.
I know. I did have to be careful. But I succeeded, thankfully. But yeah, thanks to Matt for that last bit of feedback. And, I'm glad I'm glad your wife and you are enjoying that episode and the show. But this is just the end for the season 10 coverage. And...
It's too soon, it's so fast. I know. Talking to my friends last night, I'm like, I can't believe, like, it was just too fast. It was just too soon. You know, I did enjoy it. I'm so happy that they brought it back, and, you know, it was great, but I think I enjoyed reliving the excitement again with other fans. I think that's what I enjoyed the most. Like, you know, my friend who, you know, I don't get to see her very often, every Monday night, we were like, on Google Hangouts, and, you know, I would be in a hangout with my friend who has been my friend since college, and that's how we became friends. And then my other friend who I just introduced X-Files to, and they were talking, you know, and it was just great. And then, you know, you're on Twitter and Facebook, and you're just talking to all the other fans and experiencing everything together. It just felt really awesome, just being like, it really felt like when we say the X-Files community, like, it really felt like that. Like, we were all in it together, and just, it felt like we were all sitting in a theater together, watching it together, you know. And it's just been that, I think, I've been enjoying more than anything. And just, you know, that we're talking about X-Files again, and, you know, just doing a podcast. It's amazing. Like, I'm just more into that more than anything, you know, just feeling that nostalgia again, just getting that feeling, getting that fandom going again, just feeling that again, just experiencing that. That's just been the best part of it.
Yeah,
you know,
it really has. And it's been really great to actually dissect the episodes so much, you know, in this this little mini 20 episode run of season 10 coverage. But we will, long way down the road, do these episodes again, like we do the normal episodes, and pick through them. But that'll be a few years away, I imagine, given how long the X-Cast is going to take. But we will look at these again with distant, fresh eyes, which will be really interesting. And it'll be even more interesting, Tanya, if you came back for that, actually, because then if we both, in a few years, came back and looked at these and went, you know, we're on season 14 now. How does this look?
Oh, God. From your lips to God's ears only.
Can you imagine?
Oh, that would be amazing. That would be so amazing.
But until then, huge thanks for coming on and sharing this part of this journey with us.
Thank you again. Like I've mentioned a million times, I would have never thought that I would have been able to do something like this. I always listen to podcasts, but I'm just floored that I'm in one. So just thank you for the opportunity once again.
It's an absolute pleasure. It's a real pleasure, and it's been great to talk about it. We'll be back with our season one coverage, which is kickstarting again. We're on to Shadows next, and that will be coming in just a couple of weeks' time. We've also got some more interviews lined up. We've had some really interesting interviews with some authors who've written some X-Files stuff. We've got more in the pipeline, and we're going to keep doing that, delivering those special episodes to you where we can. So look out for those. Obviously, remember, we're on iTunes. Please subscribe. Please give us a rating as well, and you know, like us on there, because that gets more X-Files fans looking at this podcast, and that's only going to help us. So yeah, and obviously we're on Twitter and at the X underscore cast, on Facebook at the X cast. You know, come and say hello, come and tweet what you think, put any X-Files stuff up on there. We're always keen for more people to get involved. And we're also part of the Black Hole Media Podcast Network, which you can find at blackholepodcast.com. And you can find lots of other nice, fun film and TV-based podcasts there. So this is it. Thanks again, Tanya.
Thank you. Thank you, Tony.
And for the last time for this season 10, remember, guys, trust no one.